Exclusive Gurdusky, Trump should be standing with GM workers, not Tim Cook. By John Binder on March 10, 2019. President Trump ought to be in Michigan, Ohio, and Maryland standing with laid-off American workers at General Motors, GM, rather than meeting with Apple CEO Tim Cook at the White House, One America News' Ryan Gurdusky says. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Gurdusky said Trump must stand with GM workers who are being laid off in Michigan instead of meeting with corporate CEOs to demand the U.S. import more foreign workers to compete against Americans. Why isn't Trump in Michigan right now standing with those workers? Why didn't he tweet about it today? These are people whose, literally their towns are going to die, Gurdusky said. They will have nothing left of places that they've lived in for generations. This is their ancestral home for many of them, they don't have any other place. And it is on a death sentence because of what GM chose to do. And rather than being there and rather than going there and being with those workers who voted for you, who broke ranks with the Democrat Party and their unions and tradition, and they may have lost friends and family members and their children may not speak to them because you decided to put on that red MAGA hat, the president should be there with them, and instead he's with Tim Cook, saying we need to bring in foreign workers. Emphasis added. If you're an American man and only 66,000 new jobs have been created for you in the last year, I'm sorry, the consequences of voting for Trump were so heavy on some people that the level of betrayal that they must feel when the opioid crisis is worse, illegal immigration is worse, the trade deals have not come in, the wall is not built yet, we're still in foreign wars, Gurdusky said. Why vote for Trump and lose connections with family and friends when he's going to govern like Jeb Bush? This year, GM announced it would stop production at four of its U.S. plants, including Detroit Hamtramck and Warren Transmission in Michigan, Lordstown Assembly in Ohio, and Baltimore Operations in Maryland. At the Lordstown plant, alone, about 4,500 American workers have been laid off since 2017, as well as 900 American workers who have been put out of a job in supporting industries in the area. This year, 1,600 GM workers are being laid off at the Lordstown plant. Gurdusky said the Trump administration is stacked with officials who are promising lower-level staffers that this presidency will soon be over, and Vice President Mike Pence and former United Nations UN Secretary Nikki Haley will be in the White House eventually on the GOP's old globalist platform. If that's the game plan, run with it and we'll see how it goes, Gurdusky said. I'm saying in the limited polling I've seen, there is a sizable portion of the base who are saying I'll just sit this election out and maybe I'll get better relations with my kids after all. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.